Hi, everybody. Today is June 4th, 2020, and this is our second call in the Loving Kindness series, and we're beginning with a short Shavasana. So find a comfortable place to lie down. Let yourself be both comfortable and supported, whether it's the floor beneath you or however you're situated right now. Feel the support of whatever's beneath you and just let go. Let the whole body release to the earth. Feel the arms heavy, the legs heavy. Relax the shoulders, relax the jaw. Feel the ease of breath as you watch the breath and let everything else go, past, present, future thoughts. Simply watch the breath. Notice how the act of watching the breath itself allows this clearing of thoughts, emotions, other stuff. There's just enough to focus on when we focus on the breath that it takes our attention away from these other things. Let the breath absorb you, your attention, your focus. Let it be the only thing right here, right now, the sound of my words and the rise and fall of your breath in this moment. Can you be at ease with how the breath is right now? No judgment. It's non-judgmental awareness. Here is this movement of this breath, here and now. Let yourself be nourished by the breath. Whatever else has happened in your day, take this time for yourself. How beautiful it is to return to the breath. Feel the ease of this moment. Know that with this breath, all is well. All is well. And then, with the same ease and lack of attachment that you came into Shavasana, slowly come out of Shavasana, beginning with some gentle movement, deeper breaths. Then, step by step, come out of Shavasana, rejoin our virtual circle, camera on whenever possible. And just take a moment as you return to jot down what you loved in this Shavasana practice today. So take a moment for yourself to jot that down. You can even keep it in a special journal if you like. Here's what was delicious about Shavasana today. And yes, you can return to this virtual circle, camera on. Thanks, Barb. You're first to be back here. Visibly, anyway. And Jasmine, great to see you. So take a moment, jot down what you loved in Shavasana. Great to see you, Tara, Jasmine, Sherry, Carly, Lindsay, you're all starting to appear. Great to see you. All right, savor that, whatever it is you loved. Just notice that. And what we focus on expands as we notice what we love. It's going to draw us back to the mat, whatever it was for you today. Just notice that, celebrate that. I want to share with you a couple of announcements and then hear some wins from you. So announcements, just a reminder that our call the week of June, Wendy, please mute your line. Thanks. The call June, the week of June 16th is June 16th, not June 18th. I'm speaking for the Seattle chapter of eWomen Network, so note that on your calendar. Also that I am doing a talk tomorrow. You have to register for this one. And this one is open to other people as well. So if you have a colleague who you know ought to hear this message, I haven't done this call since November. And it is an all new call. It is an all new call. No one has heard this call, not even me, because I am in the process of redesigning it for now, for these times. For people and for what's needed now. The company's been growing so quickly. So you're going to want to be on that call, invite others. I don't know when I'm going to do this call next. And it's called Three Secrets to Choosing Words That Make You More Influential. And influence is more important now than ever. Now, whose voice is being heard right now? What if your voice could be heard more clearly, more easily? I'm really excited about the call. I know it's going to be a great call. I want to be there because I don't even know what I'm teaching yet. Of course, I have the structure of it. I have everything, but you're doing some profound meditation tonight, tomorrow morning. It's my work to do next level for this call. So I wouldn't miss it. And notice that it's at noon Mountain Time, not our usual 12:30 time, half hour earlier than we usually meet. So take note and make sure you register. Wins. Let's hear a couple of wins. The wins could include, I haven't been doing that the last couple of weeks, you know, what did you love in Shavasana? That could be your win if you really wanted to share that with the group. It could be something that's rolling for you this week. It could be like Wendy, because I set you off on a challenge this week. So Wendy, I hope you took that up, whatever degree you took that up, celebrate that. We'd love to hear kind of progress report, because I gave you the challenge of, hey, your annual goal, why don't you meet that this week? I don't give like challenges like that very often. So in whatever you carved out about that, Wendy, love to hear from you. And whoever has a win to share, let's hear it. Steve, you're up first. Thank you.
Yeah. So last week we made the, you know, what are you going to do this quarter? What are you going to do this year kind of thing? And I said I was going to talk to one potential referral partner a week for the next 12 weeks. I've talked to three this week.
Steve, fantastic. Go ahead.
All three went very, very well. And I've got follow-on meetings with all of them. And moving to the next set of four potential partners with a referral to a referral kind of thing. So I've got a pipe.
Steve, utterly fantastic. Fantastic. And what a fabulous illustration of what we were talking about last time. There is nothing that we do that's extra this year. There is nothing extra, or I cut it out. If I think it's extra now, we don't include it. Am I coming from love, not fear? And it's a moment by moment thing. And it's written right into our actions. So we could say those words. We can Google them till we're blue in the face. But I can envision that I'm coming from love, not fear. But if it's not manifesting in my world, then there's something that's sneaking in that's coming from fear, right? And the results that happen in our companies and our lives, it's freaking phenomenal. What a great example of that. It's like at least one, oh, there were three. Beautiful. What a powerful way to use that vivid imagination, envisioning the world that I want, instead of that powerful imagination to use in worry energy to vividly imagine the thing that I don't want. Am I coming from love, not fear? And Steve, it gives me the perfect, so thank you for that. Brilliant and beautiful. And it gives me the chance as well to recall, do you remember seeing Dottie's face last time, for those who were here last time? This love, not fear thing, it's moment by moment. And it was unanimous. If I recall, like, you know, if she walked into room networking, if she was speaking, if she was selling, who are people going to listen to? And that fear flashes across in a moment. Love, not fear. And everyone, it's like Dottie number, I can't remember whether it was one or two, but the one coming from loving kindness in that moment, everyone would go in that direction. So this is a moment by moment practice. It is noticing, and it's embedded right in our actions, as Steve illustrated so beautifully here. And it brings very tangible results in our companies. This one key piece. Thank you for that. Love that. Let's hear one more win. Who would like to share? Wendy. So Wendy and then Mary Kay and then Sherry. That's wonderful. Wendy, Mary Kay, Sherry, and Wendy, I'm so glad. I'm so glad Mary Kay and Sherry, you put your hands up to you. I'm so glad. And then Wendy, because I gave her that very particular challenge, I don't think I've ever given anybody that challenge. It's not how Katie's, you know, year-long goals came about in 3 months. I don't think I've ever said that to anybody, but in this case, it just seemed so apt. And I so believe in you, Wendy, and whichever piece you carved out about that, or you've got to win about something else, can we do it?
So I jumped on late to the call because I was taking care of me and I really wanted to ground what happened for me over this week. And so I posted it on the Facebook Love Your Words community. But I'll try to give like a brief, because there's been lots of wins. Tons of
fantastic
wins. So I did a lot of like practicing a lot of the things from Mexico this week. Carly and I had scheduled to meet on Saturday, and then I just wasn't in a place where I felt like I could. And we texted back and forth, and I just asked her to hold space, and she was a beautiful support that way.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And then I had some wins around like just going to the grocery store with a list. That hasn't happened for a really long time in my life. And then I stuck to my list. And then on Sunday I meal prepped and I've been eating healthy all week. And then by like Monday, I was ready to reach out for more help from the community, and then had a beautiful conversation with Sherry. And then this morning had a beautiful conversation with Steve. And I think I just needed to remember. It wasn't that I needed to redefine or even like relook at what I would love and what I'm passionate about. But I just needed to remember.
Wendy, brilliant, beautiful. And I feel like asking, well, and so did you remember? But everything that you're saying tells me that you remembered.
Yeah. Yeah, it's on the Facebook page. All the things I remembered. Well, not all of them, but.
And so this thing that you thought was going to take you a year, what do you have to say about it now?
When I think it's lost, I just have to go back to that remembering place.
Done. Slam dunk. One year goal met in a week, Wendy. Like that's, I don't know. That's gotta be some kind of record. Like, freaking awesome. When we're coming from fear, things take a long, long time, and we have sneaky ways that our editor will come in, and it will take us, and the editor, those old stories, they're sneaky, because it sounds like self-care and productive, and look at, like, it all sounds beautiful, but somewhere in there was a thread of disempowerment. You could hear it, right? And it's like, how about just shifting that so that you can be doing what you're meant to do on this planet right here, right now? And I love that you went back to Mexico because it's not one and done, right? You know, and we know that from Sherry. He's like, oh, right. I wrote two books. I forgot. You know, there's a ripple effect of Mexico. Like, great for leaning back in. And there's a reason this is a year-long journey too, right? Because now go connect that with the high-ticket virtual retreat. All right, I remember. So now let me do what the high-ticket virtual retreat says. Go find that person and I can talk to them and they can enroll tomorrow. And if I can't remember that, one of my favorite illustrations of that, and it's by no means the only one, but it's such a dramatic example from a couple of years ago. You've heard this story before, Christina, and she's like cutting hair in a barbershop, and the next day she had that first $2,000 sale. Like, oh, she can do it. I can do it. That's a really empowering story, right? And many, many, many wins like that in this community too. But I love using Christina's example because like she was cutting hair in a barbershop, you know? And she didn't know what she was going to offer. And she didn't think it was ready, and she was ready for it to happen, like you, Wendy. It's like, oh, that'll happen, but let me do all these pieces first. Like, how about we just do it now? We just need it now. Love, not fear. Wendy, beautiful. Love it. Thank you. Keep celebrating that with the Dream Enablers. Keep posting it on the Facebook page. Post it again. Get on another call and celebrate with somebody. And for each one of this is for each of you, right? When something that beautiful happens, and like with Steve's win as well, it's like go and celebrate. That's like step 9 in the Inspired Action Blueprint, I think it is, right? Celebrate, notice, and then for those, you know, darker moments that come, it's like, right, that happened before and that can happen again, and I just need to remember. Beautiful. Thank you. Yes. Mary Kay.
Well, my win is became aware of an editor that's got a memory like an elephant.
Good to know, right?
It keeps coming back and back and back, and I keep watching it come back, and somewhere just actually this morning, there's a story attached to it, and mm-hmm. I found the story, and I think that's going to change a lot of things.
Mary Kay, this is so beautiful, and one of the things I want you all to notice about this, do we need to know the content of that editor? Did she need to tell us like all of the, you know, intricate details of all that old story and then get mired there? Is the transformation happening in her right here, right now? Is just like keeping it general? It's like, oh yeah, that happened. I found it. I'm moving forward now. Brilliant and beautiful. Sometimes we might have to go back there and play a little bit with the details of it, but so not needed here. Coming from love, not fear in this moment, opening to the next level, the confidence that something beautiful is about to occur, because knowing that that's unplugged, brilliant and beautiful. Thank you. Love this. Love the way that you're applying so many different areas of all the things that we do all year long. Brilliant and beautiful. Thank you, Mary Kay. Sherry.
So I have been working on getting my Media One sheet, my speaker sheet completed for ever, and it's done. And
freaking awesome. Stop there. Full stop. Like no and yet, right? Like, celebrate that. Did you hear the depths of it, right? And a little bit of an editor going through there. I've been working on it forever. Like I was never going to hear that. A little bit of heaviness in that, right? But not much, just light heavy, right? Just a tinge of an editor. I want to point it out. It's like, I mean, I'm just, but the landing on the excitement part was like, wow. I'm so happy it's done. Full stop. Celebrate that. Fantastic, Sherry. This is huge. This is huge. And you know, the media, that's for that's further down the road. That's further away, and a beautiful thing to do. The speaker sheet, that's so important. That's a really key and early on piece to do. It's like, hey, what do I talk about? Here's the main thing that people gain, and here's the 5 bullet points of what they're, here's the main promise in the title. Here's the 5 things that people are going to gain, 3 to 5 things people are going to gain, and here's my, you know, here's who I am. And to have that sheet that you can hand to people so that you can speak. Brilliant and beautiful to have that. And if you guys want more information about how to create that, ask a question about it. Sherry, beautiful. And
I sent out a couple of them.
Full stop. And did you see that she stopped this time? Just waiting for the applause, right?
And one of them was to begin the journey to appear on podcasts.
Brilliant, Sherry. So good. Every single piece of it. Now you see she's pausing. It's like, wow, let that get into my bones. Let that get into my bones. Let me notice that. What we focus on expands. The universe sends us more of it.
Because what I've really come to understand over these last 3 months is that I am very comfortable on, you know, Zoom, on video, and podcasting is an easy way to do that. And I'm learning the process.
Fantastic. Yeah. Another beautiful illustration coming from love, not fear, just going for it. Really fantastic. So fantastic. And you know what? I just showed, I wasn't planning to do this, but there's two things that I want to show and tell for you. One of them might be here, but it's just in response to what you had to say, Sherry. Beautiful. Yeah, okay. So the speaker sheet. Sherry was talking about the speaker sheet. It's not our topic for today, but because it came up, it's not once and done. Go and do it. Get it good enough. Get it out there. Hey, here's some things I talk about. Would you like to have me speak for your group? It's just a page where you write those things down. And I'm telling you, it's not once and done, because our latest revision in this company, nobody has seen this except for my team and now you guys. We have the next level of speaker sheet in this company. It just came out earlier this week, I think. It was, no, what day are we here? Yes, this week. It just got created this week. It looks like this. So this is a new look of this company, right? We're really proud of it. We're really happy about it. And I've had a whole bunch of different iterations of the speaker sheet. This is the latest iteration. We've changed a bunch of stuff and we'll change it again. You know, so just get it out there. And I want to do show and tell with one other thing, something I shared with my team the other day. I didn't know I was going to do this, but this is in response to all of what you're bringing to the table. It'll take me 20 seconds to go get it. I will be right back. Just, you know, enjoy yourselves for 20 seconds. I'll be back.
That was already going on in my head.
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Do 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 do.
I knew there was a reason I hadn't put this away in your in my drawer yet. It's everything happens for a reason. That reason is there to serve us, right? And I showed this for a different reason to Amy, one of our team members yesterday. And in the spirit of coming from love, not fear, and this is something I learned at Peak Potentials, and they would always ground these things with t-shirts for us. So I did this work 10 years ago, but I still own the t-shirts. And I don't wear them very often, but like they're really precious to me. And this feels like a great motto to sum up what we were talking about last time, coming from love, not fear, a Peak Potential shirt from long ago with a great message. Can you all see it? Just freaking do it. So my latest message from Amy came for me. It's like, I'm not above any of these teachings, right? Her last message to me said exactly that with a smiley face, because there's something that we need to do that's the next level for this company too. So love, not fear. Love, not fear. Yeah, Jasmine, go ahead.
I wasn't here last time, but I'm hearing, you know, the love, not fear, and remembering that. And what just occurred to me, a huge win this week has been how I've been approaching my clients. And Wendy inspired me to find the words to articulate it with just holding space. With all the protests going on in the U.S. And the pandemic and just everything with curfews and stuff, it has been a hell of a last couple of weeks. And I know for me personally, social justice activism is very big. Like when 2015 was happening and protests were happening in New York City, I was on the ground, I was in schools, I was community organizing, and my networks are not the same anymore. And so I've been thinking and reimagining, what does that activism look like for me? And in my coaching calls, I decided to just be brave and just hold space and check in specifically about like how folks were doing with this. And it hands down led to the most transformational calls for each of my clients along their journeys. And those conversations all went in different directions. Like we talked about gratitude, we talked about exercise routines, we talked about our morning routine, like, but it was so in depth, and I got so much closer to each of my clients just by holding that space open. And some of them, we talked about protests and activism. Some of them, we went off other ways, but it was just such an empowering experience to reimagine what my activism looks like, especially coming from that love and not fear of, beautiful, you know, turning people off.
Beautiful, Jasmine. Love, not fear. Love, not fear. And thank you for that. There's so much happening in the world right now. Obviously, it goes without saying. And to come from love, what does it mean right now to come from love, not fear? And your comments are allowing me to go to another level of that teaching from call number one of love, not fear, because if I'm coming from fear, and it's moment to moment. We saw it in Dottie last week. It's not like a once and done, like, okay, well, I've got the degree. I can hang it on my wall and I've got it. It's not like that. What is happening to me moment by moment by moment by moment? What is happening to me globally as I envision my company and imagine what's possible and work with my team? Like, so it's happening in these macro ways and it's happening moment to moment to moment. It's not, you know, I've got that, now it's done, right? And then how do we actually do that? Is going to be a teaching piece from this call today. It's like, great, Michelle, I want to do that, but how am I going to do that, especially now? And so we're going to get to that a little later in the call. How do I actually do that? How do I ingrain that inside me so that I have a better chance moment to moment to come from love, not fear? Crucial, crucial teaching from today. If we know it's important, how do we do it? And but Jasmine, again, your comments allow me to give another level of that, is that first I need to be coming from love, not fear. I want to be, need, even that, need to be, or else something bad will happen. There was a trace of fear in that. Could you hear it? Need to be coming from love, not fear, otherwise the world will fall apart. No, that statement comes from fear. I want to be coming. Can you hear the difference? I want to be coming from love, not fear, because everything will be easier. It's moment by moment to moment. Me too, right? And then when I'm coming from, if I'm coming from fear, the people around me are going to pick that up. If you understand what I'm saying, raise your hand. It's like fear begets fear. Watch what happens. Like crowds pick up, you know, things, whether it's love or fear, right? There's a lot of fear being picked up out there in the world right now, but it doesn't have to be. You know, what are we making of what's happening in the world right now, right? So once I know that I'm coming from love, not fear, how can I enable that person in front of me to come from love, not fear? Crucial in a strategy session. Need I say more? I'm so afraid that these bad things are going to happen that I can't leap or whatever it is because I'm too terrified. How do I actually come from love and allow them the space to do that as well? And then it is connected with the stories that I tell. And I'm going to tell you a story that I am hopefully not going to tell tomorrow, right on the call tomorrow, but this is in-house because I just, like, the stories we tell allow us to help calibrate in another. We're not causing in another love or fear, but we create the conditions of possibility for love or fear. If you understood what I'm saying, I can't make Carly feel love or fear right now, but I can create with my words and who I'm being and what I'm, how all of what I'm bringing to the table, better conditions of love or fear for Carly, for instance. If you understood that, raise your hand. It's super important for everything we do as entrepreneurs. So let me give you an example of a story that I'm probably not going to tell tomorrow. And this from Jasmine, and then just, you know, feel the energy of what happens. So with the protests that are happening right now, and super important, so important, this message that they're bringing, right? That people on the streets are bringing. And then also in the midst of a worldwide pandemic, like really a condition of possibility of escalating fear, right, in the world for sure. So then what is it even more so to come from love, not fear? And I have been investigating this in myself in the last week and noticing the fluctuations of what's happening in me. And am I going to actually tell you this? Oh my goodness, my editor says not to, so I'm going to tell you this, all right? And I really don't want to, but I'm trusting that this will land. So a couple of, the day before yesterday, I was with my daughter's dad for many years. And a couple days ago would have been our 25th, if we'd stayed together, would have been our 25th wedding anniversary. And then in a couple of weeks is the anniversary of my man's death. So I am noticing energy around me right now. And then I'm doing the same thing you guys do. I eat my own cooking. all the self-care pieces from Mexico, all the making sure there's space and so on, right? And one of the things that the story that I'm not going to tell is when we hear the stories that are out there, we pick it up unconsciously. So coming from love, not fear, especially now, important. Let me give you the example of what's come up inside me. So this is, and again, this is a story that I won't tell tomorrow. I hope if you hear me tell it, it means I took a different turn. With these social protests that are happening right now, you know, white Canadian girl right here, not affected in the same way as others. Clearly, I get that. And then I started thinking about my own life, and I lost my man 4 years ago, who's a beautiful, big, Black American man, grew up in LA. And it was his heart that killed him. And one of the things that happened to him, he told me the story, his mom told me the story as well. Again, love not fear, love not fear. He was walking his dog, it was before we met, he was just walking his dog in his neighborhood. And they lived in a predominantly white neighborhood. And by the time his mom got over to him, he was, and this is a loving, kind gentleman, he was face down on the ground with two cops there and a gun to his head. It was his heart. And I started thinking the last couple of days, if he'd been a white man, would he still be alive? I think there's a good chance he would be. I want you to notice what just happened in this room. The stories we tell have an effect on people, and are people going to come from love, not fear? Watch what just happened in this room. And then everybody probably went to their own, I'm doing this because this is the higher level, this is the 2.0 version, right? Everybody probably just went to their own dark side. Can you feel it? Something in your life, something of sorrow, something of contraction. And I'm telling you this because this love not fear thing is crucial, first inside us. And then how do we take care of the people around us? If I'm coming from fear, I'm not going to be able to help them come from love, not fear, first. And we're going to talk about the how-to today. That's first. And that's a big, that's a tall order. And it's not going to happen every moment. But more and more leaning from love, not fear. And then when we have that as our basis, we can calibrate the stories that we tell. Because this is so on my mind right now. I will tell you guys because I wanted you to watch the effect of this. Did you see it? If you felt the energy in the room shift and that people started going over to the dark side and it's going to be harder to find love and not fear in this moment, but I trust you guys and we'll be able to pull it back to a different place. If you felt that, raise your hand. Yeah, we're going to be doing some more pieces in around story this summer. There's actually an extra series I'm going to be adding. It's extra to your program, but I'm going to be adding it, just giving you a heads up. Called Stories That Sell Now. You can come or not, but I'm going to bonus you guys in. And then we're going to be doing story foundations as well. And it's going to add another layer in and around this. That's a really important and relevant story right now and very personal to me and is on my mind. And I am probably deliberately not going to tell it because look what happened. It pushes people too far and they're going to fall into fear or into hurt or into the dark side. So first me, and then can I notice what's happening in my audience and can I pull out the right story? And I won't be able to do that if I'm not coming from love first for me. And then I can start to watch what's happening in others and choose judiciously so that they have the best possibility of coming from love, not something else. If you understood that, and I'm hoping and trusting that this was the right place to tell that, because then you could see tomorrow's group is a larger group there. They wouldn't be ready for that. Did I get it right? Did you hear what I said and underlining that importance of love, not fear, and how it's deeply connected with the stories we tell and what's going to happen to that person, whether we're speaking, networking, in a sales conversation. If you understood the point that I was making about calibrating our stories to affect that person's love or fear, raise your hand. Did you get that? That we can have a thank you for that. Most of you got that. So first me. And then once I've got, not control over me, but you know what I'm saying? I understand it. I'm starting to calibrate it. I can start to have that effect on someone else. and crucial, especially now. Which stories are we listening to? Is it love or fear? And what are we engendering in the person in front of us? Okay, I'd like to hear one or two ahas around that. I didn't know I was going to go there. It was Jasmine's. You guys, what you're bringing to the table is where we go. Does that make sense? And it was all of your amazing wins, and then at the top of that with Jasmine's that brought me to that next level of love, not fear. I've never taught that level before. And it's also anticipating what we're doing about story this summer. So we can really skyrocket our businesses with all of these different pieces, right? So I'd love to hear from one or two of you, what is it that you heard in this for you? Because I've not taught that before, and I want to see what you heard. Steve, go ahead.
Oh, another case of the universe conspiring to support you. Or support me. Yeah. My daughter earlier this week challenged me to post something about Black Lives Matter and to be out there and to say something. Wendy and I, in our conversation this morning, talked a little bit about that and the whole idea of making sure that post and that statement or that position comes from love. To make it properly impactful.
Thank you. Exactly. You heard one extremely important application of this. Exactly. Yeah, beautiful. That I'm so glad that Jasmine took us there and that I know you heard. And you can, again, this why I'm spending so much time on this call tonight and tomorrow. I've taught this stuff many times, even in this form, but it's going to be a new call. And how I'm positioning, you're going to hear me talk about what's happening now, but in very generalized terms, probably. We'll see what I decide after tonight and tomorrow morning. In very generalized terms at the beginning of the call, because I need to remember the purpose of the call. The purpose of the call, this always comes from the call to action. The call ends with, hey, do you want to come and talk to me or one of my team members? That is where the call leads to. And you can watch how the components lead to that. And you can ask me questions about it next time if you want to see how that works. But I'm going to acknowledge what's going on right now, but the call has a very particular purpose that is there in service of people. There are people in the world that I could help that come and talk to us. So, if I were giving a call about the pandemic, I would say different things, right? Or if I were giving a call about social justice or about Black Lives Matter, I'm keeping it very generalized at the beginning so that people will know, hey, this matters, especially now, but I'm not going to go so deep that they go to the dark side and won't be able to listen because then I can't serve them. So that's being very carefully calibrated. And I've even run it by a couple of audiences already, a couple of one team member and one colleague. Because how those words get spoken are really important for love, not hear, not fear, and being able to be heard. So you'll be able to listen to that call at a whole different level. Will I succeed or not? Will it be my best call ever, my worst call ever? I don't care, but I know what I'm aiming at, and you can watch and ask me questions about it after. Steve, thank you for that. You got it. Let's hear from one or two more of you. What did you hear? Wendy, thank you.
This is really interesting. So many times in my journey, I remember there being frustration for a coach not being upfront about what this journey was actually going to be, that it would bubble up all of these dark things in my life and that I would have to process them and move through them. And then I thought, if that's how they presented it to me, I probably never would have signed up. And so we focus on, we talk a little bit about the pain, but then we really focus on what is the transformation that we can obtain, because that is what gives people hope. If you tell them come work with me and let's work through every problem you have and you're going to cry a lot and you're going to be having what is that message? But there's pieces of me that want to share that honesty, that want to share this is not an easy journey, but it's not where I need to focus my message. Primarily.
Wendy, brilliant, is connected absolutely with our message. Am I coming from love, am I coming from love or fear? If I want to listen, you're going to cry and it's going to be hard. And it's can you hear all the strains of fear in that? And when we trust that that person is big enough, when we trust and we, and what is it to come from love for them, to actually encourage them to take a step when it is in integrity. And everybody here, I know you, like, that's who we are as a group, people in integrity trying to do something good. I don't teach this stuff to Hitler types, you know what I'm saying? It's like, that's why the strategy session is an interview, right? Everyone here is really trying to move the needle for people. So that's a given. And then if we actually hear that there's somebody we can help, what are the words that will help them to come from love, not fear? And if I'm over-explaining, if I think I need to, you know, oh my goodness, because something bad might happen if they don't know all the many pieces of the journey. So, you know, I'm coming from fear. They are going to too, and then I can't help them. Now, does that mean that I hide things or have to cover over things? That's fear too, right? So all of this is going to help us calibrate what it is that we say, and not coming from fear, man, I better say all the right things. That's fear too, right? So to play and to be okay with making mistakes about it and to do our best with it. And also I'm coming from love when I'm going, here's the transformation that I offer or that this would offer for you. It's not about me. And allowing them to step in or not. All that is coming from love, not fear. And then there's one piece of it that I want to give you as well that is really helpful, just in response to what has come up here. You guys, like, how this call happens, it's all up to you. There's smart things happening in this call. It's because of you guys, right? And you guys are playing up here. We're meeting it up here. So one thing that can be important is to drop at least some seeds, some hints of what's going to be there so that they're not blindsided, right? So here I want to give you an example. One of my teachers, she talks a lot about, you know, angels or God or spirit or whatever. And at one event many years ago, she took out some goddess cards, I think it was, but nothing beforehand had prepared people that there might be that kind of spiritual aspect of it. And somebody got really angry and wanted their money back and et cetera, et cetera. So that's the fear part. It's like, oh no, I better tell them because bad things might happen. That's not what I'm trying to engender in you. But what she found is that putting in, and then I want to pass, she passed on to me and that made sense and I'm passing on to you, is just dropping in a couple little hints. So notice, for instance, I wrote Anatomy of an Empowering Story 5 years ago. So it's the five year ago version of me, but it's still highly, highly relevant. And one of the things that drops in is there's at least a line about how people stand and doing Tadasana. And there's hints in and around the yoga piece. You know what I'm saying? Now, do I need to highlight that? No. Do I want to at least mention if somebody thinks that something come from yoga, either, you know, comes from the devil, or I would never do that, or I hate that, or anything introspective is bad, they're probably not going to be in my ideal client zone. You know what I'm saying? Not open to introspection. So some little piece can be dropped in, but that's very different from, hey, you're going to be crying every weekend, which probably isn't true anyway. That probably is, you know, for each of us, our own fear projecting, right? And forgetting the laughter and forgetting the joy. And so what am I focused on? So Wendy, brilliant and beautiful. Fabulous application, yes. I didn't know this is going to come up in this way. I'm coming from love, not fear. I know that we always get there to the one piece of teaching that I want to give you now and the questions on deck. And I want to hear one more aha from this because I want to know what has landed. This is a crucial piece for your companies. This is really important and I've never taught it before. So I want to hear what else came up for you in and around coming from love, not fear in me and engendering that in the person in front of me and with my words and with my stories and how I position the transformation, the talks that I do, what I include in them. I mean, a lot of stuff has come up that's really, really cool. What else? I want to hear one more aha. I want to hear what's moving for you. To hear, yeah, Lindsay.
Well, for me, it just kind of took me back to this morning. I was asked by our corporate team to share my story for a marketing video. And I found myself in fear, like record, re-record, delete, criticize, re-record, in fear, like just wanting it to be perfect. And I'm like, okay, I make a huge impact when I'm just talking to people, when I'm just loving on people. So put the script aside, put that aside and just talk. And once I did that, then I felt that shift of coming from the place of love and not fear. I no longer was worrying about it being the most perfect video or worrying about that it needed to impact somebody. I just went back to the real raw me, and it always turns out much better when I do that.
Another instance of getting it out there right away and inspired action and letting it come from ease. And so again, the foundational importance of this, it has such practical applications for our companies at all levels of our companies. Thank you. All right, let's close out this unexpected and beautiful segment. Beautiful to me. If you heard one small piece of what I heard here, this is company changing for you. Let's close this out, one or two or three words from each of you so we can hear something of what the others heard. Our words are a gift to each other. Don't think about what you're gonna say. Listen to that other person. The most important thing from that call might be the first word out of Barb's mouth or the first words out of Teresa's mouth. And then Barb, Teresa, don't let that go to your editor. So I can come from love, not fear when you speak after I've said that about you. All right. And same thing. Lindsay, don't let that go to your editor that I mentioned Teresa and Barb and not you. It's moment by moment. Love, not fear. Love, not fear. Love, not fear. Right. Oh, no. She thinks their words are blah, blah, blah. Editor is fear writ large. Right. Those old stories are fear writ large. How about we come from somewhere else? Barb, one or two or three words.
So special, so right. What I needed to hear.
Love it. Sherry.
I see how I work with other people. It's coming from love and not letting my fear stop me.
Fantastic. Yes. Carly.
Just learning how to calibrate myself so that I can help others the best.
Beautifully put. That's right in line with what I was saying, and I love how you put it. It's what I was wanting to get across. I calibrate here, and then I can help over there. Until I do that, I'm certainly not going to be able to do that. Once I do this, what the possibilities are for that is phenomenal. Yes, Steve.
Enable others to come out of the place of love.
Yeah. That, if I had to give one key to the strategy session, I've sometimes used different words to describe exactly that, but strategy session, speaking in our families, everywhere, right? Beautiful. Thank you. Teresa.
I keep finding that when I come from a place of love, that service is right there, almost welded to it.
And dovetailing with how do I get the most out of this Mexico at home retreat, come from service. Again, all the pieces of the whole year fit together, like they're holographic. They're another piece. And we see more depths and more details in and around it. They all fit together. Thank you for pointing that out, Teresa. Yes. Lindsay.
Love conquers all.
Yes. And it's right in our cliches. Notice that? Cliches, it's like, don't use cliches. Those are bad. Those are old. But sometimes they're just well-worn words. So we can't hear them anymore, but they actually say really important things. Ancient wisdom, actually embodied, actually heard. Last time you heard love conquers all, did you really hear those words? We say it so much we can't even hear it anymore. What would it mean to actually hear those words? Beautiful. Marla. Marla.
Right.
Oh.
And there was Marla coming from love, not fear. Did you see that? That could have gone to her editor. It didn't. And we can see it right on her face. It's moment by moment. And there it is. And it's visible. You can feel it. You can catch it. You can see it in other people sooner too, as we're learning this. So thank you for that moment, Marla. And now go ahead.
Coming from love will help me know what people need.
Yes. And the simple instructions in practical applications, how can I help you? Remember that? The keywords for sales, for strategy sessions, to actually embody that. Because I'm coming from love for that person. I really actually want to help them. because I'm not afraid about making sales, or I'm not afraid of how I'll sound or anything. Exactly. Beautiful. I can actually see them because I'm stopping to listen. Jasmine.
Baby seeds of reframing my fear of being perceived as too radical as mm-hmm. instead of coming from radical love.
Chills. That's going to utterly change how people can hear you and how you perceive yourself. Brilliant and beautiful. Yes. Wendy.
The thing that keeps bubbling up for me is that each phase is so important, and maybe phases of life and phases of the cycle can be happening simultaneously.
I love that. I love the possibilities of that. Yes. Tracy.
This morning in my journal, my word for today was gentle. And so what keeps coming back to me is be gentle and loving.
Perfectly put. Thank you. And again, don't go and tell the dream stealers, like, well, what did I learn in the call today? To be gentle and loving. Well, yeah, I already knew that. Whatever. No. Actually embodying it, actually getting it, really having it move the needle in our companies and our lives. I heard it being embodied, and that moves the world. Yeah. Mary Kay.
Awareness of love and how I select stories.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, Mary Kay. And this is an appropriate time to say just a little bit more of the two series that we have coming up this summer. We don't have the exact dates for you. And again, if you don't come to Stories That Sell Now, we're going to bonus you into it. It's a $2,000 course. We're going to bonus you in. You don't have to come if you don't want to. It's extra to your program. And I know some of you were talking about, like, oh man, if there's two calls a week, that's hard, right? So you don't have to come. It's extra. It's just a gift, right? Bonus gifts, right? But we created I thought Story Foundations was going to be Stories That Sell Now, but it's not. Story Foundations is the deep level work in-house for you guys around story. Can you hear we're doing just a piece like this of it and how much it moves the needle? Right? How do I calibrate my stories to create, engender love, not fear in that person, for instance? If you understand that there might be more to it than that, and that we as a community could do a deep dive this summer, and that's what Story Foundations is about, and that gets you even a little excited, raise your hand. To get the power of that, like, that is freaking awesome. I wanted to keep that in-house. I had a problem in the company because I wanted to keep that in-house. I also wanted to open it up to other people, and I couldn't do both at the same time. Having Mexico at home as in-house, we were able to go like lightning speed because we're speaking the same language, right? So Story Foundations is Story Foundations. It's a deep, deep dive. But I also wanted to have the possibility of creating a course that invites other people in, and that's Stories That Sell Now. I think we call the subtitle something like Craft a Story That Can Actually Be Heard, or I can't remember what the subtitle is. It's something like that. And so we're probably going to run them on Tuesdays and Thursdays. They're going to fit together. They're going to help you with different aspects of story. And if you don't want to come twice a week, don't come to Stories That Sell Now. I'm going to encourage you to come. I would come if I were you, right? Because what we're going to do is figure out, like, how do we have like 15 stories that we could tell? Where are we going to source those? And how do we choose the one story that's appropriate here and now? And it's much more tactical. It's a much more small, it's a smaller piece, and it's going to fit in. We might do pieces of that in Story Foundations as well, right at the beginning. I'm not sure. Or I might leave it over to Stories That Sell Now. It's the first time we've done either course. I'm super excited about both of them because this summer, for the very first time, this company's been in existence since 2007. This is the first time we're going to do a deep dive like this into story. You know, I've never been more excited about the material that we're going to be teaching ever. So if you can, I would carve out the Tuesdays and Thursdays right now if you're able. And we'll probably mostly run Story Foundations on the Thursdays and Stories That Sell Now on the Tuesdays. And Stories That Sell Now is going to be it's a $2,000 course. We're going to be offering it probably for, I'm just giving you a heads up, for $997. If there's somebody that you know that could really use access to this work, I don't know when we're going to do it again. We've never had that kind of work accessible at that kind of price point. And it's highly tactical. It's one thing that we're going to do, but we're going to do it really, really well. So just letting you know that that's coming. And
but from what you guys are just saying in and around, like Mary Kay saying, love and how I select the stories, crucial for our companies. Never had the opportunity to teach it at the level that you guys are ready. You are the ones who are ready. That's why it's going to be taught. All right. So that goes over there in announcements. I don't have more details for you yet, but they'll be forthcoming. Stories That Sell Now is going to start, I think, late July. Okay. And we'll have a new call that leads up to it coming sometime before then as well. I'll keep you posted when we know. There's a company we don't know yet. All right. Anything burning to be said without which we can't go forward? Good. Who's excited about learning at least one new thing about summer, about stories this summer? Raise your hand. Like, I am super excited and I teach this stuff, you know, like, because I know I'm going to learn things as I'm teaching you guys. So, you know, Story Foundations will get a chance to do more of the larger stuff of story too. Like, it's related to branding, Carly, right? It's related to branding hugely. We can't get there in Stories That Sell Now. It's related to marketing. It's related to sales. It's every aspect of our company. And we can get to that deeper level of the foundational part of story in our company. So I'm super excited about that. And Carly, we should talk about that, right? Let's talk soon. Let me see. Questions. I want to go to, there's a couple of great questions on deck that Mary Kay asked. She said, two things. Tips for making a program revolving, meaning clients can join anytime. Like this one, when clients may come in on whatever theme you're presenting at the time, how would you set this up the first time around? So having revolving entry. So again, explain what revolving entry is. Sometimes, like Stories That Sell Now will not be revolving entry. If you're going to come, you need to come and you need to start from the beginning and do the whole course because it's going to be sequential. If you guys miss a call, don't worry, you can still come, but I'm not going to have somebody start the course partway through who's comes from the outside. You get what I'm saying? Like that can't work. So revolving entry means, hey, you can start anytime. So if somebody started at the beginning of, you guys started at different times and that's all okay, right? A bunch of you started at Story Freedom, but people can enter in at different times. So, how do you set this up the first time around with revolving entry? And Mary Kay's other question, what type of programs fit a revolving format like this one? And what types of programs fit a fixed schedule when people can only join at the beginning? So first I want to tell you that when I was working with another mentor, it took at least 3 years before you could get into the advanced tier of her work. And in the advanced tier, in about year three of the advanced tier or the year tier two, they're like, hey, we want to give you a really cutting edge secret that is only, you know, for the advanced tier. Have revolving entry in your programs. And I'd already been doing it. We'd already been doing it in this company for years, you know. I'm like, oh, finally they're teaching it. And they hadn't taught it on that campus until then. Revolving entry is really fantastic. Why? Because somebody can enter into your work at any time. It's a great thing to do. And how would you set this up the first time around? So let me talk first about the difference between them. The way that I think of it is the ones that aren't revolving entry are usually a shorter piece. And then a longer piece can be revolving entry. That's how I like to structure it. And you can see how I like to structure it because it's right in this community. For example, the high ticket virtual retreat. One of our clients a couple of years ago, I've told you this story sometimes, she started with the afternoon of the high ticket virtual retreat. I told her not to, but she was highly tactical and she heard that the 18 steps of what you're supposed to do were in the afternoon. She just did the afternoon. She went away and it totally bombed. Didn't work at all. Because she missed all of the energetic setup that's in the morning of the high ticket virtual retreat. That is crucial because otherwise it's going to come from scarcity. And you could think, well, okay, well, I'll just get it. But no, it doesn't happen like that. All of it is necessary. She went away, did the whole thing and had resounding success, right? That is sequential teaching and it's a shorter piece. It's a one day and it has to go in that order. Practical applications is like that. Well, you could jump in on where we start talking about online, much better if you understand how networking evolves to speaking, evolves to sales. So that's sequential because you need that information in order to understand the next piece. And the problem in the industry is people start with Facebook ads and their website and it's backwards. So the course teaches you to start close in, and therefore it comes in a row. In this year, do I care whether you start with loving kindness or you start with abundance? I don't care because the whole thing is holographic. It all fits together like hand in glove. And whether you found out that you need some self-care over there in Mexico and some spaciousness and sourcing the words from a different place, whatever pieces you picked up from Mexico, or you start from coming from love, not fear, or you start from the first call in the abundance series, which is about practices, I don't really care where you start. In a sense, we need all of them for it to, quote, work. But another way to think about it, you can start with any one of them and get results. So somebody could come in like Jasmine did in on this conversation about love, not fear. She missed the call, but got the essence of it and can already start rolling with it. So I like to structure the shorter things as, you know, put them in sequentially and then create structures where you can come in at a different time. And this one key is, you know, worth the whole price of admission for the year if you heard and start implementing this, because it's what allows you to take on clients at any time. And otherwise, you have to gather all your, this stops many, I've seen this stop many, many, many companies. I want to gather a group together and I need 10 people or 15 people, but I can't get all my ducks in a row to gather them because I got this one and now they want to start, but I don't have somebody else. So I got to go grab that other person, right? And this could be like, so let's say you have, you're working in an MLM. So that's like, well, that's not my structure. How does this apply to me, Michelle? But it's the same thing. It's like, how do people, what is it that they need to learn in order? And what is it that they can learn module by module? So if you're training your team or whatever it is, it's like, what are the pieces that they need to know in order and try to make those smaller chunks that can go into a system that can come, they can come in any time. So you can bring somebody on board to whatever is the next level of the work at any time. And otherwise, again, like it could stall a company. I've seen it stall a company forever. I'm waiting to get my ducks in a row to get this low ticket thing going of, you know, this group program, and I'm all the headaches are on the front end, all the rewards are on the back end. I can't get them all at the same time. And this person's waiting, but now they're not interested anymore because I don't have that other person. So that's, if that's what we don't want. I reference the high ticket virtual retreat, me, my time, and my stuff. Depends on what level of the company, you know, where your, what level your company's at. But at the very beginning, hey, here's a person in front of me. Let me teach them with me, my time, and my stuff, right? Or let me share with them with whatever it is I've got in front of me to offer. And then the way that you can start having rolling entry, if you begin in, if your structure involves some kind of private coaching, for instance, you can just start bringing people together in twos. I'm doing this with this one person, or if it's your team and I'm really training this person to be in my downline, you know, that my next leader, and I'm training this person, but I can start training them together. Right. And then I start bringing them together in a program that's non-sequential and I start leveraging my time. So you weren't asking about leveraging your time, but I'm adding that. All right. So I bring this person and I'm just working with them personally. I bring this person and I bonus them into something that's together. And they're rolling entry. They're coming in one person at this time and then one person at the next time. And then another person comes in another time. And I think about, well, what is it in the canon of whatever it is that I have to teach, that I don't care whether they start with this or with that. So I'd be looking for those pieces and make that the overall, our overarching structure. Mary Kay, does that give you some pieces to play with? Does that start to answer the question?
And yes. And I just want to mention this, like, this was also what Karen Pryor Academy taught in their business structure. So I'm going to go with your stuff too.
Who taught?
Karen Pryor Academy, clicker training.
Fantastic. Great. So dovetails with what you're learning over there. Fantastic. It's not just one way to do it, but I'm always trying to put in front of you, what's the easiest way? Why don't we do it that way? You know, like, let's just do it the easy way, because that's coming from love, not fear. I was talking to somebody yesterday who was coming from all kinds of fear about speaking. It's like, you need that and that and that and that and that and that in place. And I've got to have all this structure before I can go talk to somebody. Well, that's not true. You don't even need the speaker sheet, actually. I didn't have a speaker page when I first started speaking. I chatted with somebody who wanted me in front of their group, and then I saw what it was that I said to them, and then I wrote it down. I was like, how about let it be easy? Right? Let it be easy. Okay, so Mary Kay, thank you so much for those great, great questions. Let's hear from one of you. Not does this apply, but how does this apply? With Mary Kay's questions about rolling entry and what I gave about leverage and what I gave about, like, this smaller program in with this larger program and how to work with people in front of you. What applies, how does that apply to you? So anytime you can start to see it faster and faster, it's like, that's how I can implement. And then it starts to move your company for you. And if you're not sure, always carve out time after the call. It's like, how did that point apply? I know it sounded intriguing, but I don't know. Take 5 minutes to think about it or get on a call with somebody else in the community and find the place that it applies. I would carve out 2 hours every time for this call so you can start to see where each of these pieces applies. It'll have you implementing what we do here so much quicker. How does this apply? Well, as people are thinking, Mary Kay, let's start with you.
Yeah, I was just going to say, even just you saying this, I'm going to combine this with the other information I have, but even just you explaining that, and I'm thinking about what I've done, and it's like, suddenly my program is bigger, and the pieces are expanding. The pieces that I can put into the rolling program, there's more, they're just more, I don't know how to say it, but they're just... I can give more.
Mary Kay, I hear this, and this is beautiful, and this is going to change the world for some of you here with ears to hear and when you apply this to your company. So how did this community evolve? Because I was teaching this day-long workshop, and then I was teaching this 3-day workshop, and then I brought in the Mexico retreat, and I was doing these different pieces. I was just teaching in front of me what I could see, me, my time, and my stuff. Then I looked at it all, and it's at a time when I was working with Peak Potentials, and I loved it. I was in a 3-year program with them. I'm like, oh, all these pieces form a whole, because I had people doing this piece and then this piece, and people were starting to follow. Like, they went, what else you got, Michelle? What else you got, Michelle? What else you got? And they were doing all the pieces everywhere. How about you bundle it all up? That's one of the 18 steps in a high-ticket virtual retreat. Bundle it all up, and now you've got a bigger program. These pieces are sequential. These pieces all fit together, and now all of a sudden, you have a leveraged way and a larger way and a higher ticket way and a higher level client way to serve people. But you can start where it's easy. Start with the thing that's in front of you. Some people try to create all of the talk with everything and all the moving pieces in what they see in companies that have been working for 20 years or whatever on their first day. Or we try to create that whole year-long program or whatever it is, but feel like we got to do everything all at once and then we don't do anything. But what if I could just create one component of it? What if I know that one component of this dream that I have of this year-long program is a VIP day with me? That's a good place to start. And if you don't know what to charge for your VIP day, charge $5,000, a fast action scholarship, $3,500, charge it. Every single person here could do that tomorrow. And some of you could do 10 times that investment level or whatever, right? But every single person could do that. And if you go, well, it's not me because I'm in an MLM, for instance. Well, that could be a company where you are doing some energetic piece that's related to what you sell in your MLM. And then people start following you over here because that's, you do a day long deep dive with them. And it's like, wow, you're amazing. And I want to do the work with you in the MLM too. And I want my 100 friends to do that too. This applies to everybody here. All right. So thank you, Mary Kay. There's one application. Let's hear a couple others. What's rolling for you now and what we just did? How did this question apply for you? Yeah, Steve, thank you.
I've been trying to figure out how to how to start a mastermind group. And so it's just a matter of bring two or three people that I'm already working with together and start doing it, see what happens.
Yes. Most people in the industry don't know this. And I've told a few people through the years outside of this community, and they went, oh my God, like how come nobody teaches this? They hadn't been able to find it anywhere else. And it's so simple that we miss it. And you can just start by, so thank you for hearing it. All of a sudden you've got a mastermind. And you can do it by bonusing people in at first. Hey, you know, I'm working with this person, this other person. I thought if we got together for a day, even, it's a day of your time or half a day or an hour, whatever it is. I just want to give you this extra thing. Do you want it? Of course they're going to say yes. And it comes from generosity. And then for the third person, you say, hey, the structure is this and this piece. And now the price goes up. And now you got a mastermind. And so much easier than everything that most people out there in the world are trying to create. This one thing, company changing. Thank you, Steve. Beautiful. All right. Training for today. just before we get to that, because I know that this is a really rich call. Boy, I would go back and listen to this call if I were you. I know I miss things on this call and I'm training it, right? So one or two or three words, just so that our brains can settle on what just happened. Put a little bow on that so that I can do this training piece for you, all right? Otherwise, our brain is still back there. So it also like forms a little bow. One or two or three words. What did you hear for you right here, right now, Barb?
Food for thought for my programs. Love which it. Which need to be sequential and which can be revolving.
Yes. Great. Carly.
Well, I don't really have programs, so I was kind of, you know, trying to see how I can relate it. I think it's more of like it, things don't have to be absolutely perfect, I guess, before I start rolling things out. I can keep a momentum and keep things moving. It doesn't have to be sequential.
Absolutely. And I just want to do one brief piece of training here, because Carly, you just laid out what you were doing, like for, you know, restaurants, for instance, right? And how they can, so how you can, the piece about leveraging your time, you could be talking to this restaurant owner, this restaurant owner, this restaurant owner, or you could lever, you could pick up the piece I talked about leveraging your time. You can be talking to them all at once. That's a leveraging your time piece that you're picking up. And you could, I'm not saying this is necessarily what you ought to do. You could pick up one piece of this, but you could talk to all of them all at once. You could, your free gift also talks to all of them all at once. It's like, here's the five things that you ought to do. And you could even have a component of it if you wanted. You're working with this person, this restaurant redesigning their space, this restaurant redesigning their space is like, hey, I'm working with two of you. You got some of the same problems. So I just wanted to get on a call for an hour because I've got these great ideas. And I think if I got you two together, you're going to be able to share and it's going to move forward so much faster. I'm not saying you should or shouldn't do that, but that idea could lead you to, could be, you could do exactly that, or you could do a spin-off on that that's going to both save you time and up the level of service that you're giving people. And if you wanted, I'm not saying you ought to, but you could create a mastermind if you wanted out of that. You certainly don't have to, but you can leverage your time. So instead of talking to 10 of them separately and answering a lot of the same questions, hey, I've got this call, and you could start with just two people. I want to get you guys together. And this person's enthusiasm is up. This one is lagging and they both go up because that the energy is raised. There's one example of this applies to everybody here. So thank you, Carly. Beautiful. Yes. Steve.
Start small, but start.
Yes. Brilliant. Thank you. Start small, but start. Just freaking do it. Love, not fear. Teresa.
It's leading me to look at my programs with fresh eyes.
Love it. Yes. Marla. Beautiful, beautiful Teresa. Yes. Marla.
I think it's just get started.
Yes. Just freaking do it like the t-shirt has shown you. So in my energy right now. Fantastic. Wendy.
Sometimes all the trainings come together beautifully and then you know what to do. And I feel like that's what's happened in my world.
Who are you and what have you done from the Wendy of a week ago? Right? Change can happen so quickly. Wendy, freaking awesome. Yes. You all heard the difference between like, go back and listen to that call, right? You yourself could do that, Wendy, right? And we love that Wendy too. She's beautiful too. You have traveled miles in this week, my friend. Beautiful. Mary Kay.
I can offer what I really want and I can offer what I create.
Yes. Talk about an empowering story and earned, lived. I know that you know that, right? Beautiful. Tracy.
Reach out.
Yes, absolutely. Sherry.
I don't have to know the whole thing, but I can start anywhere.
Yeah, beautiful. And that's like, isn't it Martin Luther King who said, I don't need to see the whole staircase, I just need to see the first step? Yeah, beautiful. Lindsay, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not. Okay, training. Thank you for that. Beautiful, beautiful work. I hear you implementing and really getting the heart of this. Thank you for that. It just, you guys make my day. Thank you. Beautiful work. All right. So love, not fear. We're hearing how important this is for moving things forward in our company, for serving the people we're meant to serve, for even finding them, for taking that next step. Huge. In the second column, the love and kindness series, I said, yeah, okay, well, Michelle, but how do you do it then? Well, you do it by all the ways that you're already illustrating. You know, just freaking do it. Go and take the action. It comes out of that, noticing moment to moment. There's a lot that we could say already about the how-to just by listening to last call and this one. You would hear it if you just said, I'm going to listen only for how-to. You're going to find 100 ways in the call. Does that make sense? Can you hear it? Because people are actually freaking doing it. So you will hear it. But I want to give you one more tool, because for me, this has been a tool that has been life-changing in and around how do we come from love, not fear. And I want to start by just sharing with you something written by Sharon Salzberg. She's got a book that's just called Loving Kindness. She is, she's been a student of Buddhism since 1971. Again, I'm not a Buddhist, but I just find some wise things over there about how the mind works. These people are really smart, and they've created some amazing systems for restructuring the mind. And so whatever your spiritual practice is, how about we learn from them to help us restructure our minds. And so this is what Sharon Salzberg has to say about the practice of loving kindness. And this is just a story. It's going to land in you easily. There's... And I need to preface it with, how do we unplug hatred and fear? And what the Buddhists teach, there's a kind of meditation called a loving kindness meditation, or metta, M-E-T-T-A, means loving kindness meditation. And I was given this meditation by a teacher, goodness, probably at least 15 years ago, in a very dark time in my life. I'm in a really dark time in my life. And I feel like this just changed my world. It changed everything, what was possible, how I approach things, and actually coming from love, not fear, in a dark personal time in my life. And so, especially now, so important. And so this is the story in and around that meditation. And I still use that meditation to this day. And I want to just gift it to you what this practice is. And you can do it if you have, you could end your day with this if you wanted for this week and watch your life shift. All right. And I practiced it every day for years. And now I use it in different ways in my life. But here's the story about it. Here's what Sharon Salzberg says. It said that the Buddha first taught loving kindness or metta meditation as an antidote to fear. So Michelle, how do I come from love, not fear? Here's what they say, an antidote to fear. Who wouldn't want that, given all we've said? According to legend, he sent a group of monks off to meditate in a forest that was inhabited by tree spirits. Have we got some tree spirits running around, scary ones in our lives right now? Are you freaking kidding me, right? So this story is very, whatever we make of the story, it's very resonant with our world right now. The tree spirits resented the monk's presence, so they decided to scare them away. They transformed themselves into ghoulish visions, made terrible shrieking sounds, and created awful smells. Witness our world and how people are relating to it right now. The monks, appropriately terrified, fled the forest. Please, Lord Buddha, they begged, send us to meditate in some other forest. And you hear people doing that right now. It's like, I don't want the world the way it is, and don't like it, well, fear and evasion, all that going on a lot out there, right? So even more important that we be able to access this for the people who can leap in, because there's like stuff happening out there. The Buddha said, I'm going to send you back to the very same forest, right back there. But this time I'll give you the only protection you need. And so the Buddha gave the first ever teaching of metta meditation. He encouraged the monks to recite the phrases of metta, of loving kindness, but more important, to actually do the heartfelt practice of loving kindness. Like many such stories, this one has a happy ending. It's said that the monks returned to the forest and practiced metta. The tree spirits were so moved by the energy of loving kindness they generated that they decided they quite liked the monks being there after all. They decided to serve and protect them. Whether this parable is literally true, its inner meaning endures. A mind filled with fear can be penetrated by the quality of loving kindness. Moreover, a mind filled with loving kindness cannot be overcome by fear. I want to read that again because it's so important for our companies, for our lives. Whether the parable is literally true, its inner meaning endures. A mind filled with fear can be penetrated by the quality of loving kindness. Moreover, a mind filled with loving kindness cannot be overcome by fear. So this metta meditation, it's a very simple practice. You can take this on, you could try it out a couple times. You could do it every day of your life if you want for the rest of your life. It would be a great, if you start your day with Shavasana, this would be a great way to end your day. I've done that many, many days of my life. I don't do it every day anymore, but this was so powerful. All of you have been touched, I believe, by Marie in your life in some way. And Marie attended my week-long loving kindness retreat that I held out on Salt Spring Island 3 years in a row for a week long. So she has a deep dive in this practice. And I'm sure she would give me permission to share this because she's let me share it over and over and over again. The phrases of loving kindness start with just, may I be safe. And at that time, eons ago in Marie's life, she couldn't get to those other phrases because may I be safe was already pushing buttons. And these days it might for people. So all it is starting with the phrase, may I be safe. That's it. May I be safe. May I be safe. When I first started this practice, I was worried for the well-being of my daughter. And so I started with loving kindness for the way the loving kindness meditation works. You say it for yourself, then a loved one, and I'll tell you what the words are. Then a neutral person, somebody you kind of see, but I have neither love nor hate for. Then traditionally called the enemy. And then all the world. So it has a ripple effect. You remember in Sherry Huber, it's like, all I need to do is embrace all that I find totally unacceptable. The way the metta meditation works is I start by something that's close into me, and then I have larger and larger circles until I'm embracing traditionally known as the enemy, a difficult person, and then the entire world. And can you see at least in its structure that would start bringing about structures of love and kindness in our minds? When I was worried about the well-being of my daughter, I could only say for myself and then for my daughter, I think for a year. And then I started moving it out to other people. And Marie started just with, may I be safe? And recited that, I think, for the entire first week. You have to ask her. And again, I'm only sharing this because she's let me share this many, many, many times before. And it utterly transformed the life and her life, her writing, the foundations of the Marie that you know right now came in part from that practice. And it utterly changed my life. I would not be doing what I'm doing right now without this practice. And Marie, it touched her so much. Her daughter is an artist, and she created these mugs years ago, and now they sell all through Western Canada with the words of the loving kindness meditation as I taught it to them. There are different words that are used. My favorite words, all you do is sit there and recite these words. That's it. You sit in meditation and breathe. And the words are this. May I be safe. May I be peaceful, happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. The mug that I happen to have, you can see, is the, can you see that? May I be peaceful, happy. I've got many of these mugs. You can ask Marie if you want some yourself. Her daughter makes them, right? They are brilliant and beautiful. They're all hand blown and, you know, handmade and baked and so on. So simple words. It's a simple practice like Shavasana. And I don't do the formal practice as much as I used to, I'm going to be honest with you. But I've done it for so many years that what happens is, it used to happen when I was driving. I don't drive as much anymore, but I still drive sometimes, right? Drive less now. Somebody cuts you off in traffic. And this metta meditation is so ingrained in me because that's a moment of hatred or a moment of devasia or a moment of fear. God, they could have hit me or whatever it is, right? When that happens to me in traffic now, this practice is so ingrained. Somebody cuts me off and the words come up unbidden. May I be safe? And sometimes it comes up as may you be safe. It just comes up in me because I've practiced it for a long time. Sharon Salzberg said she practiced the metta meditation just for herself at a month-long retreat. The first week was just for yourself. The next week was for a loved one, and something called her away. She had to leave after a week. And she said, how useless is that? You guys know better from the Mexican retreat. But she's like, I only focused on myself. Like, what a waste of time. Self-care, not a waste of time, right? But she dropped, I've told you this story, but now this, here's the full version of the story. She dropped something on the floor, I think it was, and broke it. And she said, and her mind said, oh, you're such a klutz, but I love you. She's like, whose voice is that? That's not what my voice usually inside usually says. And all she had done for a week was recite a version of these words. That's it. And she thought it had no effect. She's like, well, that was totally useless. Nothing shifted in me. I didn't do anything for anybody else. And now I got to go. So that was her usual mind state. And to have that come up as the automatic response, and if you understand what I mean by that automatic response and how world-changing that is, raise your hand. Not that I constructed that sentence for myself. Yeah. And so when you say these words, you could try it out tonight. Who's willing to give this a go this week? You can say just for yourself this week, at the end of your day, 5 minutes, this has transformed my life. And you don't need to conjure any kind of special feeling. Just imagine that you're just kind of holding the words there. You're just kind of noticing the words, just letting them be there. You can start with Shavasana or something that clears your mind a little bit first. And there's more details to this practice. Like I say, I taught this for an entire week. 3 weeks in a row many years ago. Is there more that I could teach you about this? Of course. And don't come from fear about that. Could you get going right now? Of course. The practice is super simple and has more power than we think. Let me give you one other example of the power of this meditation. First, we start with ourselves, then a loved one. Often it was my daughter, it's somebody that it's easy to love. Usually they say not a romantic partner. And it could be somebody who's not alive anymore. You know, sometimes it's my grandmother or whoever it might be, you know, maybe a dear friend, somebody that is easy to love. Then a neutral person. I used to pick the person when I'd go, you know, now you can't do that, but go to the bank, you know, and see the teller. I don't love them. I don't hate them. I just see them. And the practice is telling too, because you might be able to not find a neutral person. You meet somebody and it tells you a lot about how you be. I love or hate everybody on first sight. Notice that. And then the difficult person, don't choose the person who's harmed you the most, the person who did this atrocious thing to you. Don't make it hard and don't start with them. Do that down the way, weeks down the road, okay? But maybe it's, you know, you're watching a sports team, I don't know, and it's the person, the opponent on not on your team, but on the other side, and you're upset with them because they're a really good player and they're being difficult for you right now, like at that level, you know, let it be the easy, difficult person. And then all beings everywhere. You could do this in it. You could take this up any way you want. I suggest you do it just for yourself this week. Keep it simple and just say those words and you just say them over and over again. You go as fast, as slow as you want. There's no special way that you need to do this and you don't need to notice any effects. It's kind of like the, you know, when they used to say when we used to fly that when you put your oxygen mask on, you might not see the air inflating, but it's happening anyway, that part of it. This meditation is the same way. Don't look for the effects. You just freaking do it. Just do it. Like she was saying, just do it. You just freaking do it. And I promise you, I have watched this transform lives. This is the best how that I know. And you can do it in a couple minutes a day. And it will teach you a lot about how you're being in the world too, by how this practice goes. Notice the energy in you. If you start saying, may I be peaceful, happy, and you go like, I can't even go there right now because I'm so scared, that just go with may I be safe. If the whole thing feels good, say the whole thing. You don't go to the next stage until that feels good. Or maybe you'll be doing all of it and then you want to just go to may I be safe. Don't worry about how you do it. Come from love, not fear, in the practice of it. And who will start a post for me, for you, in the Facebook page around the meta meditation so that you can correspond like, hey, I'm doing the meta meditation. Who else is? Mary Kay, thank you. You could even grab an accountability partner this week. I'm doing it this week and I just want to chat about it. Not because I'm looking for effects about it, but just how the practice is going. Hey, I did it last night. I didn't do it today. Hey, I noticed that you might notice. It's okay if you notice. I just felt better after I did it. That felt good. But don't look. Don't be too anxious to look for things. That's coming from fear. All right. We got to wrap this up. I was so pleased to see all hands going up. This practice is deceptively simple and world changing, but don't look for the world changing, just do it, right? If you choose, it's up to you. One aha, one inspired action. Remember to come tomorrow, it's gonna be a great call. One aha and one inspired action to take this out into the world. Barb, you are still up in my upper left-hand corner, you're up first.
Just this wonderful feeling, this loving kindness, is so enveloping. And my action is to do the metta meditation.
Fantastic. I'm so excited for you guys. Again, don't look for the effects. Just do it. Do it because it feels good to do it. That's a good reason to do it. Yeah. Carly.
Well, aha, thank you for your tips on maybe speaking to more groups of business owners. Hadn't really thought about that before. So that's a big aha. And my inspired action is, as I'm rolling out these new ad campaigns with my new video and everything, I'm just really going to look at things through the lens of coming from love, not fear.
Yeah. It changes the content. It changes how they'll hear you. It changes everything. And if you even put two business owners together, all of a sudden they're excited together and you got back half your time. That one action. Yeah. Now, does it supply? How does it supply? Thank you for that. Steve.
Just freaking do it.
Yes. Thank you. I'm so glad I brought on that t-shirt. I'm so glad I hadn't put it in my drawer yet.
Yeah.
And action.
Like Barb, I'm gonna try the, you know, I've been journaling every night since Mexico.
Fantastic, Steve. This is so great.
Sometimes it's just three amazing things that happened today. Sometimes I write a paragraph or two, but I'm every night
brilliant.
For 3 weeks. So brilliant. I will add that to the end of it, and we'll see what happens.
Perfect combination and perfect attitude toward it. Could you feel that energy? That's perfect. Just see what happens. Just wonder, kind of curious and interesting. Yes, beautiful. Teresa.
I look forward to the metta meditation, especially given what's been happening in my life here. Last week I spoke of conflict, and I've been coming from that place, but I hope to deepen it here with this.
Oh, really quickly, the neutral person or the enemy, there were two former business partners. Real quick story, Sharon Salzberg tells a story. Two former business partners, they were fighting horribly. And the one chose that person as the enemy and did the metta meditation. And all he did was walk in and say hi. And the other guy went, what happened? Who are you? And everything between them softened. And all he was doing was the metta meditation. And from the first word, the person saw the shift. Now, don't look for that. Don't look for that. Don't look for that. But I just want you to know what's possible with this. But don't look for it. That's attachment. But it's powerful. Thank you for mentioning that. And your action. That's your action, isn't it?
That's my action.
Absolutely. Fantastic, Teresa. Great. Marla.
I don't have to know where what I'm starting is going. I just need to get it started.
Yes, the first step. Yes, the first stair. Yes. Beautiful. And your action?
It's going to be the metta meditation.
Fantastic. I'm so happy to hear this, you guys. It means that I found the words to say it. Thank you. Just because I work with words, I'm like, did I find the words? Yes. Brilliant and beautiful. And you took it up. It's you guys doing it. Thank you. Wendy.
I've been writing on my page, instead of love, not fear, just love, love, love.
What am I focused on? What I focus on expands. I love that. Wow. And what's your inspired action, Wendy?
So I have actually been dreaming about what exactly I want my daily routines to be. So I'm going to definitely add in the metta meditation.
Oh, love it. So excited for all of you. Beautiful, beautiful. This has changed my world and I'm so glad you're going to play with this. Yes. Mary Kay.
Well, I forgot I started the metta practice probably 15, 20 years ago. And as soon as you started into it, it was like I was sitting here in Shavasana or something. It was like automatic. It was, and you know, I had to start it with horses. I couldn't even do it with, may I be safe. It was may my horses be safe.
Thank you for that adaptation. You take it up as your own in whatever way works for you. Thank you for that. I love that, Mary Kay.
I forgot how powerful it is. Thank you.
Uh-huh. You're so welcome. And you, the way that you're expressing this helps us to hear the power of it because it's right in your body. It's right in as you're saying it. Like the depth of this practice is visible as you're articulating it. So, thank you. You're inspired to action?
To expand my revolving program.
Yeah. Brilliant, beautiful. Thank you. You guys are amazing. You continue to inspire me. You call us at this level. So then the calls meet that. This call is worth listening to many times. Great work. If you pick up even one piece of it, company changing. Thank you all. You are amazing. Can't wait to see you tomorrow for a different level. But nevertheless, you guys are going to be listening at this level. I would want to hear how that call is going because you'll be hearing what's behind the scenes as you listen to that call. So looking forward to seeing you tomorrow in a very different venue. And then next week, same time, same place. We'll see you soon. Thank you all. Remember to keep posting your questions. Remember to keep chatting with each other on Facebook. That's our water cooler, right? Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye for now.